This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. Gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Here for another hour and another edition of Auto World. Coming up in this hour, we're going to be talking a whole lot about oil. Matter of fact, we've got George Douglas standing by, the lubrication specialist and the gentleman who has all the answers to your questions. He's one of the largest AMSOIL distributors in the entire North American continent and has got that great website, oilhelp.com. So we're going to be talking to George coming up here very shortly. Coming up in hour number two of the broadcast, heard on many of these Auto World stations, Paul Eisenstein, publisher of the DetroitBureau.com, noted automotive journalist, will talk about some of the stories that have been making headlines in the world of automobiles in the past couple of weeks or so. We've also got lots of other cool stuff happening on today's show. Plus, perhaps we'll throw out a trivia question and give you a chance to win, courtesy of the folks at the Busted Knuckle Garage. Telephone-wise, if you'd like to reach myself and any of our special guests, we would love to hear from you at 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261, or if you prefer the email means, it's bob@autoworldradio.com. That's your best shot, bob@autoworldradio.com. Sometimes I give out bob@boblongradio.com, but lately some folks have been having trouble with that, so let's just stick to bob@autoworldradio.com. I'm going to be watching that throughout the broadcast, and of course, if you go to autoworldradio.com, we do have a new question and answer spot where you can put up some questions and do that anytime, whether you're listening live or on tape delay or in archive form or podcast form. Don't let it stop you from participating. Well, joining us now on the broadcast is one of our great supporters and sponsors here on the show. He's one of North America's largest distributors of AMSOIL products, and he is without question a lubrication specialist with more than 35 years worth of experience. George Douglas, welcome back to Auto World. How you doing, George?
Hey, Bob, pretty good. It's just hard to live up to all them accolades or what you're telling everybody about me.
Well, it's pretty easy
talking about me.
Well, let's talk a little bit about some basic stuff here. It's not uncommon for me to get kind of a constant stream of emails. And one email that I got from a number of different people, including Jerome in New York State, was a little bit of a question wanting you to explain the differences between a synthetic oil such as AMSOIL and a conventional oil. What are the basic differences if you're getting into the synthetic for the first time? What do you need to know?
Well, the differences between conventional oil, the conventional oil, of course, is what we've used for, you know, since the turn of the century, the 19th century, or 20th century, I mean. And that's made strictly from crude oil that comes out of the ground. It's distilled and refined, and a lot of people don't understand there's a lot of products that are derivatives of petroleum oil, and even pharmaceuticals. There's stuff out of there that comes out of the crude oil to some degree. But petroleum oil is, like you say, it's the refined stuff that comes out of the black crude that comes out of the ground, and then it goes through the distilling process, refining process, and do you know what the very last item that they sell out of that barrel of oil, so to speak, that they pull out of the ground and refine? It's you got any guesses? What's the what can't be used for anything else, but they use it, and that's in the, making asphalt.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Wow,
yeah,
that's very interesting.
Bottom of the barrel, so to speak. when they distill that, there, you know, a lot of chemicals come off it, and then there's kerosenes and gasolines and, you know, diesel oils, all this kind of stuff comes out of that, a certain percentage of what they rate a barrel at. And a barrel ain't 55 gallons. It's a different measurement, but that's not important. But there's a lot of stuff used out of that crude oil that comes out of the ground. Now, synthetic oil, the synthetics that come out years and years ago, especially like for jet engines and that sort of thing, is totally really not made from hydrocarbons. They're making a chemical reaction in a reactor. I mean, I've not seen it done. I wish I could, because I get asked to explain it many, many times, and really don't have a, you know, a visual picture of it. But it's, you know, it's, well, like the oils that, say, Mobil uses right now, and Amsoil, too, to some degree, is what we call a PAOs, which is a hydrocarbon chain, but it's not like crude oil, and it's made away from crude oil, and some of it's made from natural, I mean, some of the chemicals that come out of natural gas even is used for synthetic oils, but it's really hard to explain it. I mean, it's a process. They build, you know, molecule by molecule, and the thing with synthetic oil is it's not a distraction process. It's an addition process. In other words, you're making it with, you know, building blocks of what you want in it. Where petroleum oil, conventional oil, is distraction. It's taking all the undesirables out. When you buy a quart of conventional oil, generally you're looking at about a 70% clean product. There's still 30% of impurities in that can of oil that aren't refined out. And where you get a true synthetic, it's 100% clean, pretty much. And so you've got no non, you know, you got, it's like baking a cake. You put in it what you want. And when you make a cake, you don't start with a big mess and take things out. Well, that's what you do with petroleum oil. You know, there's not a real true definition of what constitutes synthetic oil, and that's caused a problem in the industry, where back in the mid-90s, Mobil and Amsoil and Redline and Bel-Ray and a few other small companies were making synthetic oils. Mobil's not a small company, but we're making synthetic oils in the 70s, 80s, and then 90s, and then Castrol come on board with their synthetic, and it was a true synthetic. And then they did a switch and went to what we call hydrocrack or group 3 oil, which is a oil they can call full synthetic that is made from 100% petroleum oil. And Mobil took them to court, and the judge ruled that there is no true definition of what synthetic oil is. So if you change it to this degree, to that degree, you can call it synthetic oil. And that's what we have flooding the market right today. When you get a chance, when you see a quart oil, synthetic oil advertised at $2.99 a quart, you can bet your bottom dollar that is not a real synthetic oil. But yet it's called full synthetic right on the label, and that's caused a problem in the industry. And I don't know if anybody's ever going to do anything about it or not. But if you buy like Valvoline or Pennzoil Quaker, you know, major name brand. Of course, you're not going to get it for $2.99, and there's a good reason, because it costs more to produce, you know, a real synthetic oil than it does just to put a different label on a petroleum product. But I kind of got off topic there a little bit, but
no problem. Learned a lot, George. We'll put it in neutral when we come back on the other side. More about the differences between synthetic and regular oil, and lots more. This is Auto World.
you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hi, this is Kevin from PageEducation.com. To those of you who have made us America's Auto Body and Restoration Coach, thank you. And if you haven't, visit us at PageEducation.com and learn from the new free automotive restoration videos we've got on our homepage. PageEducation DVDs can now be downloaded or streamed so you don't have to wait for or pay for shipping. We'll give you the same great tech support so you can earn the right to say, I did it myself. Whether it's a modern or classic restoration, you can do it. And PageEducation shows you how at PageEducation.com.
This is Don Jones, the old car guy himself. I'd like to invite you to come to my website, theoldcarguys.com. That's theoldcarguys.com. We probably have everything you need for your classic car. Parts, service, even insurance. So check us out at theoldcarguys.com or give me a call at 314-306-7507. That's 314-306-7507.
Warning, if you've recently declared bankruptcy, you're going to want to cover your ears. Because there's an alternative to bankruptcy, and it could be better than you'd ever think possible. But if you've already declared bankruptcy and have missed this opportunity, you'll want to cover your ears now. Here it is. Right now, the company that has resolved more credit card debt than anyone in the U.S. may be able to settle your debt too. You can resolve your debt with one low monthly program payment. If you call right now and qualify, Freedom Debt Relief will show you how low your monthly program payment could be for free. Call now, 1-800-660-1297. That's 1-800-660-1297. If you're struggling with debt, this could be your answer. And the bigger your debt, the more money you could save. To find out for free how much of your hard-earned money Freedom Debt Relief could help you save, call now, 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insists on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
And now, back to the show with the highest octanes, Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
We're focusing on motor oil, and in particular talking about AMS Oil, with one of the leading distributors in all of North America, George Douglas, with more than 35 years worth of lubrication expertise and experience. He's got a great website. I encourage you to check it out, oilhelp.com, and we're talking about some of the questions that we've gotten sent to us over the last few weeks, and the first question was, talking about the differences between regular motor oil, petroleum motor oil, and synthetic motor oil. And George, you did a great job on that. And this is kind of a follow-up question along the same ways. This is Kenneth in New Hampshire listening on WCCM. And Kenneth wants to know, is it always true that your change intervals will increase if you switch over to a synthetic like AMSOIL?
Well, that's true, but it's not true with the, in generalities, people assume that you can go longer on changes with a synthetic oil, and most synthetics you can. There's only a few that really tell you the numbers that they'll back up, and Mobil is one of them, and AMSOIL, of course, is another. And, you know, we have three different distinct levels of synthetic oils designed to go different lengths of service. Now, Mobil is coming out with their annual, I don't know, it was 15,000 or maybe 20,000 oil, a one-year oil, and they've been promoting that for some reason. And we've been promoting that for over 40 years, and with our 25,000 or one-year oil. So that's quite an extension. What we're finding, though, it just seems like a lot of people have a hard time wrapping their head around letting their vehicle go that long on an oil change. And you got to remember, too, it's set up on a calendar basis, too. It's 1 year or that amount of miles. Generally, you know, we pick up new customers, I try to find out, how they drive and that, and what their regime is, what they've been doing at this point all along, and then just move them on a little bit more with the AMSOIL. In other words, if they've been doing the OEM changes. And depending on what vehicle, Volkswagen, heck, their oil change is like 15,000 with synthetic. And, so we're not going to try to push that too much further. But if a person's used to doing 15, maybe we'll take them to 20, whatever they, their comfort level is. But we have the oils to go longer if that's what somebody wants. And as long as you've got good filtration, that oil will hold up. The reason you change oil, the real reason we've ever changed oil for is for cleanliness, to change it before it gets too contaminated. And then secondly, before the additives wear out. There's a lot of additives that are put in the oil, and they have a life of their own, and depending on how you're driving that vehicle and whether you're in severe duty or normal will affect how quick those additives get used up. So AMSOIL has to really doctor their oil with a lot of those additives so they won't wear out before the before it's time to change the oil. And if you use good filtration, we sell our filters. They're a synthetic base fiber type filter, and they will a lot of our smaller filters for some engines take little dinky filters for some reason, and those are a 15,000 mile oil filter. And then we got some of the larger filters that are on some of the engines that are rated for 25, so you can actually keep the oil in and the oil filter without having to, in other words, they'll match up with each other and just change everything at one time. But let me say one thing, too, Bob, is we have had some of your listeners buy oil through our website, mine and Dan Watson's website. He's at thelubepage.com, and I'm at oilhelp.com. But we've noticed that you've been paying, in some cases, not taking advantage of our offer, where if you contact us directly through email or the phone, that we will comp your membership if you want wholesale prices. And some of you are not doing that. We are getting the business, but we're... and which we're thankful for, but we would like to make sure that you're getting the best price, too, dealing with us instead of dealing, directly with the company.
That's great,
I don't know
George.
If that answered the question or not, Bob.
No, you did a fantastic job. And, yeah, folks, by all means, George and Dan are offering a great opportunity for you to be a member and get wholesale prices. And George and Dan are doing that at no cost to you guys. So definitely take advantage of that if you're ordering oil, and keep on ordering, because these two guys are the best in all of North America as far as I'm concerned. Let's go back to the questions here. There's a one from Gerard, and Gerard is listening to us in Texas. And Gerard is a motorcycle guy, and he says that he has never considered before hearing either you or Dan on the show about using synthetics in a motorcycle. He wants to know, does AMSOIL make special products for motorcycles? He says he's a Harley guy.
Well, we make everything for the Harleys. We've got the in a Harley, the twin cam engines, they have actually three components that you service regular. And one is the crankcase, of course, or the engine. And then the primary is the where the clutch is bathed in oil, and the chain coming off the crank to the clutch. And that's what we call a primary oil. And then we have the transmission. It has a separate transmission. And we have transmission fluid for that. And getting back to Harleys, there's probably more Harley dealers out there selling AMSOIL that don't. And Harley was a hard nut to crack. You go back, 10, 12 years, it may be a little longer than that, time flies, but they told you that it was their mindset that if you use synthetic in a Harley, that it would flat spot the bearings, the roller bearings in the lower end. And there was no logic to it at all. It was just it was a marketing scheme to try to get people to make sure you just buy the Harley oil, of course. And they went a little overboard. But then when they come out with their synthetic, they had a synthetic made for them, because their engines started running hotter and hotter as they started building bigger engines and computer controlled and that sort of thing, fuel injected. They started needing an oil that could handle higher temp ranges and not break down. And so they come out factory filled with synthetic. But the day they come out with their synthetic, it's called Sen 3, I think, they made a press release that there was never a documented case where any synthetic had ever hurt a motor, a Harley engine.
That's good.
Wasn't that a surprise?
Yeah, exactly. So we hope that helps you out, Gerard. We'll take a pit stop, and when we come back on the other side, got a marine question for George, and get in here with your question, 855-660-4261, bob@autoworldradio.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Is that Ellen painting her garage?
Yesterday she was trimming her hedges.
What's her secret?
I heard she was eating this new superberry called the Aronia Berry.
Aronia? What?
Aronia Berries from superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness.
Where can we get them?
Go to superberries.com/radio. And right now we get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus we can save $4 at checkout.
I can't wait. I've got lots of projects I need to get done.
Yes, you do.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business, so make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Hey, it's Billy F. Gibbons from ZZ Top, and you're listening right here to Auto World.
George Douglas is with us. That means you need to check out his website. It's very simple, oilhelp.com. Matter of fact, you go to my website, autoworldradio.com, and if you click on any of the AMSOIL banners, you'll either be directed to oilhelp.com, George's site, or the Lube page, Dan Watson's site. And these guys are just a encyclopedia of great information when it comes to lubrication, when it comes to synthetic oils, and when it comes to AMSOIL. Some of the largest distributors in all of North America, and we're very lucky to have them here on the show. Got a couple of questions here within the last week or so about marine uses of AMSOIL products. I had a gentleman named Fred in Florida, down towards the Keys of Florida, and he said he had never thought before hearing you on the show here, George, about using AMSOIL in either an inboard or an outboard motor, but he wanted to check with you to see, number one, is it something that he should consider doing, and is it something that AMSOIL offers?
Well, we're big power sports and water boats and marine type stuff, and but AMSOIL did years ago. They come up with some new formulation that has a lot of rust inhibitors in the oils, and for infrequently run motors, especially the one in the marine industry, because they don't get run a lot, and then when they do get run, they get run pretty hard. But we probably got the best formulation of specific marine type oils than anybody, period. I don't know of anybody that has better formulation and even gives it as much attention as we do, especially in the inboards, the four-stroke engines where you got, you know, your Chevy engines and Merc Cruisers and, you know, Volvos and all those kind of concoctions. Yes, we have that. And then in the outboard, We even have the four-stroke oils for outboard engines too, and that's becoming quite a bit more common now. The two-strokes are kind of being phased out because of EPA concerns, and but we still have those oils also, and we those oils burn so clean that EPA shouldn't even be a concern. And if everybody was using AMSOIL two-stroke oils in their jet skis, outboards, the EPA would have never even been concerned, because you'd never see that much smoke at all, hardly. It's almost a smokeless formula. And then in the inboards, of course, then we have them oils that's got the real strong rust inhibitors in them. And we got you covered. If you go to our website, oilhelp.com, you can click on the marine stuff, and you'll just see we have really a whole nice lineup of product in there. And another thing, too, I wanted to ask Bob, how many people actually know what AMSOIL is?
That's a good question. Yeah,
we talk about AMSOIL here, and then some people might not, some of your listeners may not know what AMSOIL is. And AMSOIL is a family run business since 19. They incorporated in 68 or 69, 70, somewhere in that area, and started off as a family run business. They still are a family run business, and They copied L. Anzatuzio, the owner and founder of the company. He copied jet engine oil. He was a commander in the Air National Guard, and pilot, and he's seen synthetic jet engine oil performed, and he thought that might be a good thing to move over into the automobile area, especially where he was at, because he was up in Minnesota, and petroleum oil did not start very well in cold weather, because it'd solidify, and you'd be lucky to get an engine started at 20 below or 10 below, but synthetics would flow right away and make for easier start. So he copied some of the technology from jet engine oil and brought over into the automotive field, and was the first company, the first synthetic oil to ever be certified by the American Petroleum Institute, and that was in 1972. And then in 74, 75, Mobil come on with their first synthetic automobile oil, and they were also a 25,000-mile or one-year oil. And but they come out, my memory serves me right, they're like a 520, and here we had 1040, which was most common oil back in the early 70s, and I don't know why they chose such a thin one, and they used to have a lot of trouble. They got off to a bad start, and because the oil would go through the engine too quick, sometimes you'd have leaks, and that started some bad vibes, you might say, and with the consumers, and then it would get burnt quicker because it was thinner and go by the rings, and back in those days, the engines weren't as tight tolerances we have now, and so a lot of trash would get by and go down into the crankcase, and we never had those issues. But anyway, then that's how AMSOIL got started, and then it's just grown and grown and grown. And we have almost specific product for about almost every type machinery out there right now. We even got dirt bike oil for like the motocross, and they call it dirt bike oil. And we got several grades of that. We got ATV oils. So it's just
sure.
Just a lot of choices, but we got you covered. Probably about, I don't know of anything we don't have for the normal consumer. We even got compressor oils for your reciprocating compressor in your garage.
Wow, that's great.
Well, synthetics made a home run, you might say, back in the early years with compressors in factories and stuff. They were all using synthetic compressor oils back then, and they still do. But they were one of the first to really accept synthetics at an early time, because they seen some good benefits of no carbon buildup on the reed valves and that sort of thing in these compressors. But And anyway, and getting back, if I still got a second to talk, back to the motorcycle question, you know, we talked about Harleys, but we also have stuff for the metric bikes and BSAs and Triumphs and all those kind of bikes where you have a common sump. You have the oil. The oil has to be suited for the transmission as well as the clutch and the engine because they all run in the same compartment. So we have those oils also, and they're wet clutch compatible, which means the clutches disengage and engage real well with our product. They meet the JASO specs and, you know, for clutch wet clutch capability, whatever you want to call it. But anyway, you got another question there, Bob?
Yeah, absolutely. And it's interesting that you brought up leaking because one gentleman did write me with a question about that. He said he's heard a few cases where synthetic oil has caused some leaks. Let's see. This gentleman is Harold. Harold's in Georgia. And that's certainly nothing I've ever heard of. What would cause a synthetic oil to leak? It sounds
well,
like more
it's
of
not
going to
cause a leak. It never caused a leak, ever. What it would do, if you did develop a leak, it was where it cleaned up some seals that the crud in the motor was
oil leaking.
So it never, for an oil to cause a leak, it would have to attack the material, the seal material, and it doesn't do that. But it does migrate easier, too. It's funny, you can put take a hot skillet and drop some petroleum oil on it, you know, with it heated, and bubble right there and won't go anywhere. You put some AMSOIL in that, drop a couple drops of AMSOIL, and it spreads over the whole pan. It migrates.
Wow. That is fantastic. Again, that heat protection. When we come back on the other side, more all about AMSOIL with George Douglas. OilHealth.com is the website.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Folks, this is Bob Long, host of Auto World Radio, with great news. We have new sponsors nationwide. AMSOIL distributors George Douglas and Dan Watson have signed on. George and Dan are two of AMSOIL's largest distributors. George is an expert in aviation maintenance with over 35 years of lubrication experience. Dan is a certified lubrication specialist and a U.S. Navy nuclear propulsion specialist with over 25 years of lubrication experience. These guys can answer all of your questions and ensure you get the best lubrication products for your cars, trucks, boats, or anything that moves. In 1972, AMSOIL pioneered synthetic lubrication for the auto world. AMSOIL provides the best lubrication money can buy. Ensure you get the best results with the best advice. To contact George Douglas, go to oilhelp.com. That's oilhelp.com or call 800-887-6698. To contact Dan Watson, go to thelubepage.com. That's thelubepage.com or call 800-370-2986.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know. The credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up. This is Auto World and your host, Bob Long.
We're having lots of fun with George Douglas, the CEO of OilHelp.com, with more than 35 years of distribution experience, distributing AMSOIL all across North America. We got some questions coming in via email, and again, telephone-wise, 855-660-4261. Don't forget, if you're listening to us on tape delay, if you're listening to us in archive form, podcast form, you can still participate, send me your questions, and I'll get them off to George, and we'll also try to address them on the air here the next time you're with us. Let's see, George, let's talk about, this is another question that I get quite often. This one is from Henry, and Henry is in Connecticut. And Henry has an older car. He has a Hudson Hawk, and he has never used synthetic motor oil in it. And he really likes the sound about what we're talking about, but should he take the risk in putting it in an old vehicle like that?
No, I wouldn't. No Hudson Hawk. I haven't seen one of them in years, but that's a neat car. Not many of them out there, but
no.
But at any rate, no, I wouldn't. I would just use try to find. I don't know what oil I'd use in that if it was mine. And the only reason I'm saying not to use a synthetic, a high-tech oil like that is just in case those gaskets are in bad shape. We don't want to be leaking oil out, and we're right now a thicker petroleum. You might be using a thicker oil, and it's not that the thickness, I guess, but it's just that those seals back then, I wouldn't want to do anything to disturb anything unless it had been gone through and new seals put in and that sort of thing. Then I wouldn't be afraid to put it in. I mean, I've had some classic cars that I threw AMSOIL in, and I've never had any issues at all, and just but nothing back that Hudson. That's probably something back in the 40s or 50s, I think, probably right around the early 50s, maybe a little older. Hudson, they went out of business right after the war, I think. If it's just still all put together with, never been apart and that, I wouldn't disturb anything, and I'd probably, you know, I don't know if I try to find some other people in that group, you know, that has those type of cars and see what they're doing and see if they're having any issues with whatever they're using, you know. And so I hate to say, I mean, I'd like to sell the oil, but I wouldn't want to sell it to a wrong application, you know. Okay.
Okay, that makes sense. Absolutely. Another interesting question here, and we seem to get this one quite often. George, the gentleman in Washington State, just wrote us literally just moments ago, and his name is Albert, and he owns a Ford Fiesta. Doesn't say what year, but they have been making them for very long, so 2 to 3 years old, potentially. And he wants to know if he starts using AMS oil, does his engine have to adjust, or does it automatically just operate as normal? And also, could he expect potentially more miles per gallon?
Well, yes to everything. I mean, no, not yes to everything. No, that engine won't know that it's synthetic or petroleum. It doesn't care. Although, you'll probably, before the oil change light comes on, will probably go longer because the engine usually runs a little bit. Oil pressure is more standard. The oil temp runs a little cooler, and those are parameters that the computer is looking at to adjust when to change your oil. So it will probably go. You'll probably see that the your warning light or your information light, whatever you want to call it, will stay off longer before it does tell you to do a change. And it's all based on predictive stuff they looking at inputs, but no, you're going to put in a 520 in that engine, most likely. I think that's what it calls for, and I'm not sure if that has actually the turbo in it or not. If it's a EcoBoost motor, I'm not sure on that one, but no, you're not going to, you're just going to go ahead and put the required product, a 520, I believe is what it's called, and that engine, you don't do nothing different. You know, period. Just drive it and enjoy it, and then have the comfort of knowing that you're getting the best protection out there that's possible. Actually, an overkill protection. You know, the AMSO products just build them so they overprotect. We call it overkill, but a lot of people, and myself included, feel a little better driving knowing that if something some defect come up, that oil could save me from breaking something. I mean, I've seen people through the years where the radiator, you know, they'd had a leak, didn't know it, and they're driving along and hardly any cooling at all, and then discover the problem, and they hadn't heard anything in the motor. And I've seen them where they've, put their, you know, the do-it-yourselfers, don't have to be a do-it-yourselfer, but they did the oil change and then drove off and the filter leaked or the plug leaked, and they're driving along for quite a while with hardly any oil at all and yet not hurt anything. If you do that with a petroleum oil, there's a good chance that you probably would have had some problems. So I like that aspect of running AMS oil, is that extra protection, especially when my girls were growing up and I had a fleet of cars, their cars, my cars and everything. And then, you know, you never know a young person or even an elderly person. They're not that attuned to what's going on with the motor and stuff. And you know, all they do is put gas in it and turn the key and go. It is better to have a stronger oil that can withstand some malfunctions that they're not aware of, you know. No differences or anything that you've got to be concerned with. Just make the oil change and go. Bob, you got any more questions? Hello, Bob.
Yeah.
Oh,
yes,
there?
We definitely. Yeah, I definitely do. I'm getting so many questions here. I'm getting carried away, taking a look at that But, George, you're doing just a fantastic job, and we want to make sure and remind everybody you're available 24-7 at oilhelp.com, and everybody is also available to shoot an email at Auto World Radio and go to the questions department. And whether you're listening, as I said earlier, tape delay or live or listening to the show on a radio version of TiVo or archive and on-demand form, don't hesitate to shoot us an email, and we'll have George or Dan get to that email. Let's see. Let's go back here. One more question. All right. This is more of a cardiology question, I think. Yeah, a little bit. Wants to... it doesn't make sense. I think what he's trying to say here, the gentleman's name is Peter. Peter is joining us in Oregon, just outside of Bend, Oregon. And he wants to know, well, he's kind of drawing an analogy between an older person and a younger person, and that's why he's using the cardiology terminology here. But I guess bottom line, he wants to know, he's got an older muscle car. It's always run on traditional out-of-the-ground motor oil. If he now switches to AMSOIL, number one, can it be done? What are the advantages, and are there any disadvantages?
Well, that's a good question, and like I'd mentioned before, I mean, all my old muscle cars, classic cars and stuff, I put, you know, AMSOIL in them, and we even actually have a Z-Rod oil that's made for those cars, and with all the extra rust inhibitors on it, and also really, really high zinc and phosphorus in them. And those older muscle cars, unless they've got a roller cam lifters in it, if you got this flat tappet cam in there, you better be using some oils that still have the high zinc and phosphorus in them. And anything from a 30 weight down does not have that in it. And we have oils formulated just for classic cars. It's called our Z-Rod oils. And but there's no, I mean, unless you've got an engine, like I said before, in an older engine that's full of gunk and sludge and stuff, and then you put, and it's just holding the seals together, then you may have some seal problems, but it isn't the AMSOIL attacking it, it's actually the AMSOIL cleaning everything up internally.
Yeah. George, you're fantastic. Oilhelp.com. Everybody check it out. Oilhelp.com. Give George a call. Send us an email, and we'll get you back with us real soon. Thank you, my friend.
End up driving by.
Attention, Jeep and truck owners. J.C. Whitney is giving away a complete vehicle makeover worth up to $15,000 and a trip to SEMA. All you have to do is go to blog.jcwhitney.com/wrenchandride and upload a picture of your rig today for a chance to win. Check out our event calendar to find out when the J.C. Whitney Wrench and Ride Tour is visiting your favorite car show.
Hi, this is Kevin from PageEducation.com. To those of you who have made us America's Auto Body and Restoration Coach, thank you. And if you haven't, visit us at PageEducation.com and learn from the new free automotive restoration videos we've got on our homepage. PageEducation DVDs can now be downloaded or streamed, so you don't have to wait for or pay for shipping. We'll give you the same great tech support so you can earn the right to say, I did it myself. Whether it's a modern or classic restoration, you can do it. And PageEducation shows you how at PageEducation.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
Thank you. If there's a toxic chemical, biological, gas, smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.